I'm Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. Charlotte's Urban Ministry Center is heading a coalition that aims to raise $12 million to house 450 chronically homeless people within 2 years. The initiative was announced yesterday. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The long-term goal of the project is to build a facility to house the chronically homeless, but Urban Ministry Center Director Dale Mullenick says the coalition isn't going to wait that long to start housing people. He says he expects existing apartment space to be utilized before then to help the chronically homeless.
They are, in fact, the ones most likely to die on our streets if we don't do something.
The project is mirrored after another Urban Ministry Center facility called the Moore Place, which offers supportive housing. The basic idea is to house people first and then give them the medical and social services they need to turn their lives around. Carl Caldwell says the system works. He's a 3-year resident of Moore Place and says he ended up homeless after turning to drugs when his mother died.
I needed counseling when I lost my mom and didn't go get it. And see, now I have a counselor, I have a therapist. Everything is just fantastic.
The goal is to serve 450 people because Mullenick says that's about how many are chronically homeless in Charlotte. He says they represent about 10% of the homeless population, but consume 50% of resources. So far, Mecklenburg County has approved $2.3 million for support services for the project. Bank of America will provide $250,000 for administrative costs, and city officials say money from the Housing Trust Fund will be available to help build housing units. Mullenick says a building site has not been selected. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.